Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Dominic Rice, who's Vice President of Commercial Flooring with Armstrong, and Deb Lechner, the Director of Marketing with the commercial flooring business at Armstrong. You guys doing all right?
We are indeed. Right. Thank you, Kemp.
It's good to talk to you. The reason I wanted to have this interview, you guys are launching some new products in the linoleum category. I want to get to that in a minute. But first, I haven't talked to you, Dominic, in a long time, and you've added some new members, a couple of friends of mine, actually. You've added Tom Ellis, who came over from Tandis, and I've been working with him for a long time. And you've added Deb, who I know she was at Armstrong many years ago, but then she was with Starnet. So talk about those roles and what you're doing with your team there.
Yeah, we're very excited, of course, Kemp, to have Tom and Deb on board with our team. You know, they bring a tremendous experience and knowledge, understanding of not just the flooring industry, but particularly the customers that within the industry, and bring that experience and knowledge to help us better understand what we need to continue to do to service the customer, provide them with the product and service solutions that they need to make their business better.
Now, Dominic, most people are going to hear just a little twinge of an accent with you. Now, I know you've been with Armstrong for a long time. Explain a little bit about your background.
Sure. I've been with Armstrong for, I think it's 33, going on 34 years now, Kemp. I actually started with Armstrong in Australia, which is my home country, but have been resident and living in the US for the last 15 years, and throughout that time, deeply involved in Armstrong's commercial flooring business.
Before we dive deep into what Armstrong's doing with linoleum, let me ask you, if you've looked recently at this Dodge report, the Dodge Construction Outlook 2015, it's very encouraging. I wanted to get your take on it. You know, most people know that the commercial buildings expenditures dropped in 2009. I mean, it was down 42% to just under $50 billion. And starting in 2011, it started coming back. Last year, it grew 14% to about $76 billion. And they're calling for the expenditures for commercial buildings to grow another 15% to almost $90 billion. Are you that optimistic about what's going on in the market?
Yeah, we certainly use Dodge as one of the inputs as we think about market and growth and opportunity. We're encouraged by what we're seeing from a increase in commercial construction activity. But it's also been, I think, a tale of two cities almost, Kem, in that we've seen more activity in the commercially focused segments of office buildings and retail, for example, those that are more privately funded. The institutional segments, who rely a lot more on public funding, education and healthcare, have lagged the recovery. We're starting to see some of that coming through, but there's quite a ways to go yet in the institutional segments to really get back to what we would consider a normal run rate. So I think for any business that's participating in commercial construction activity, it depends very much on what your segment mix of business is as to the benefit we may realize and when we would realize the benefit from what is an improving picture, but still not to where we would consider a normal run rate to be.
Yeah. I think it's neat you point that out. I mean, there are vertical and horizontal ways of slicing a market. And, you know, we know about the vertical sectors, you know, whether it be retail, whether it be healthcare, whether it be education, office. You know, another way of slicing the market is hard surface versus soft surface. And in talking to Armstrong, you are a major player in the hard surface category, and we're seeing a shift over to hard surface, aren't we?
Yes, I think that the dynamics that we've been experiencing in the marketplace for some time continue, which is that overall hard surface is growing, maybe more so than soft surface. Within soft surface or the carpet segment, clearly carpet tile continues to exhibit very strong growth, I think at the expense of broadloom. But then from the resilient side, luxury vinyl tile, LVT, whether it's across vertical segments or horizontal segments, has been a very bright spot for Armstrong and I believe for the industry in general.
All right, so you're standing in a good place. All right, let's talk about this linoleum news. You know, with this recent news about Armstrong and its relationship with this DLW subsidiary in Germany, some people may have been misinformed. Most people know linoleum is made in Europe, and they may have been misinformed that, you know, this was going to affect your supply for linoleum, and nothing could be further from the truth, because you're actually launching new products and putting more emphasis in this category, aren't you?
That is exactly right, Kemp, and I appreciate the opportunity to just comment briefly on that. Certainly, there's been some misunderstanding and misstatements in the marketplace about our linoleum business, and linoleum continues to be part of Armstrong's flooring product portfolio, along with our vinyl composition tile, commercial sheet vinyl, luxury vinyl tile, bio-based flooring, laminate and hardwood, that full portfolio of resilient products to meet customers' needs in that area. The facilities from which that supply our linoleum continue to operate normally. We continue to have access to that material. We have a substantial supply of linoleum in inventory, and all of our linoleum product lines, colors, continue to be available. You know, I think Armstrong has a well-deserved reputation for our reliability and dependability, and Armstrong's in a tremendous position to continue to service linoleum as we have always done.
Yeah, and this new focus you're putting on it, I mean, you're actually putting different formats. You got both tile and sheet. Talk a little bit about it, if you would.
Yeah, I'll just kick it off briefly and then ask Deb to provide some further color and context around it. But we're very excited about a new linoleum collection we will be bringing to market in the first quarter of next year, which encompasses both new designs in linoleum sheet, new color offering, and then particular interest, I think, to many of our customers, linoleum in a tile format as opposed to sheet linoleum. So maybe, Deb, you could provide some additional information on that.
Yes, I would love to. We are very excited to meet several customer needs with this linoleum launch. We're excited to introduce Granette Tile, which is a truly dimensionally stable modular line in imperial sizes. We're going to offer the modular tile in 12 by 12, 12 by 24, and 24 by 24 in sizes, which tested remarkably well with our customers, and I think is going to give them the flexibility and the ability to customize with linoleum in ways they've not been able to do before. And then in addition, another need from our customers was for a linear look in linoleum. And so we're going to be offering a Rhythmix sheet linoleum that gives that very striated or linear look and is well coordinated with our solid weld rods as well as some new patterned weld rods. And then also we are refreshing Marmorette and Colorette, our two sheet collections, with colors very targeted toward healthcare and education. Again, just giving our customers an opportunity to design with linoleum like they perhaps have not been able to do up until now. And then last but not least, another strategic initiative based on customer feedback was the need to provide a coating on the linoleum that resists scratches and stains and allows for an easier maintenance and overall lower life cycle cost. So we've come up with the Nature Coat 2 coating, which will deliver on all of those performance long life needs.
All right, now, Deb, when you talk about Granette and Rhythmix, that's really just a good qualifier to describe. Does that mean that Granette looks a little bit like granite?
You know, Kemp, I'm really glad that you asked about the naming, because I want to go back up to the top. Armstrong Linoleum, the name for our brand linoleum is LinoArt Linoleum. Mm-hmm. I would liken it to the name that has a lot of equity in the marketplace today in the category of luxury vinyl tile, Natural Creations. Mm-hmm. In a similar way, we're going to introduce LinoArt Linoleum, which we want to be synonymous with Armstrong Linoleum. And then under that, yes, we have the different designs that you mentioned. We have the Granette look, the Marmorette, the Colorette, and the Rhythmix. And as I already described, the Rhythmix is very linear and striated, and people might liken it to the striations visual that we have in our BBT line in tile. And then we have the Granette look, which is a very soothing palette of more organic, natural visuals. The Marmorette is a bit more marbled and has a line of subtle variation of color. And then Linoret is more dynamic colors. And then Colorette is our more solid color with subtle accent line. So, yes, each design line calls out a different visual opportunity.
Okay. So as we look at linoleum and we look at your whole stable of options in the hard surface category, aren't we seeing a little bit of a shift from the A&D perspective toward linoleum, you know, especially based on this new focus on material transparency?
Certainly linoleum has a very strong positioning in the market, because of what it is made from, primarily natural, renewable raw materials.
Right.
And that fits in very well to customers' desire to know more about what the material content is of products that they are using. You know, Armstrong's taken a strong initiative there. We have environmental product declarations available for all of our products, including linoleum, and we are providing that information so customers are well informed around environmental impacts and can make informed decisions and choices around the products and what best meets their needs from a sustainability perspective, but then also combining that with the performance that they require and the design that they're looking to achieve.
Okay, it's great to talk to you. Again, been talking to Dominic Rice, who's Vice President for Commercial Flooring at Armstrong, and Deb Legner, Director of Marketing. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.